Thank you so much. Indeed, this item is, we know that what has been said by Daniel about the issues and challenges that the ISU might have with regard to the scarcity of the resources available for them. Of course, one of the priorities is that try to bring everybody to the meeting of state parties as well as the expert meeting so that there would be wide participation. This is one of the objectives of the universalization, and it would be achieved, and the full implementation of the provision of the convention would be achieved through one way or another participation of the states. But the whole sponsorship program is not about the issues of the the financial resources, not about the only sponsorship program. We try to enhance the capacity building among state parties who would like to see that Article 10 to be implemented for them. Some of them, they do not have the necessary infrastructure in order to realize the implementation of, from the full range of the Article 10. So I don't want to be too much ambitious on this, but I just wanted to flag this issue, that it is one of the issues that we have to tackle this issue, how we could contribute in particular to those of high need of such kind of financial assistance, who might need certain amounts of the money, and so to get to the certain activities for the peaceful youth purposes. So that's something that we have to think on that. Of course, we are appreciative of the ISU for their sincere efforts with regard to the sponsorship program, and try, and we are thankful to those delegations who are contributing to the to this process. But it is not sufficient. A range of the options should be available to us for the through that full implementation of Article 10 would be realized. And one is about the sponsorship program, is about the other resources need for the full implementation of Article 10. That's something I wanted to flag this issue while thanking the ISU again for the hard work.